It's Em when I'm catching up with a High Peak MP, Ruth George. Well, thanks for joining us, Ruth.
You're welcome.
What's the latest on the nursery situation and the funding there?
Well, I led the debate in Parliament a couple of weeks ago and had the Minister for Children at the debate who answered, but unfortunately he's not listening. So we had a follow-up meeting again with lots of nurseries coming along to tell him what the situation is for them, the fact that they can't see how they can get by another few months, a year at most, on the funding levels that they've got. And the minister has now said that we need to take some examples of why nurseries can't manage on the funding to be able and prepared to show what their costs are to the government so that the government can see that it just isn't enough.
And what else have you been looking at?
In Parliament, I've been busy setting up an all-party group on universal credit. We've been campaigning on this for the last few weeks, trying to get the six-week delays brought down in length so people don't start off in hardship. But we haven't seen any movement from the government, so I've been getting together with MPs from all parties to put together a programme to look at all of the problems and get a report into the government by Christmas. I've just been up on Gamesley Estate talking to the agencies there about all the preparation we need to do here in High Peak and in our own areas for when Universal Credit comes in next May. That's going to require everyone to have a bank account to be able to access computers in order to make the claim and to be able to get by for that awful waiting period without any money and to be able to pay their own rent as well. So I'm afraid the food banks are having to gear up, the local agencies are having to gear up as well. And we're all going to be there to try and support people through this awful system. But in the meantime, I'm going to work with as many as MPs as I can to try and get some improvements before we get there.
And are there any other pressing issues that you're looking into at the moment?
One big issue in the Chapel area in particular is where people have to pay a large sum up front to actually buy their home, but not the ground that it sits on. So they have to pay a ground rent of £250, sometimes £500 a year. And in return for that ground rent, they then have to ask permission for everything that goes on in and around their property. If they want to own a pet, they have to put an application in. That costs £100. If they want to make any sort of alterations or changes to their home, not only do they need to seek planning permission from the council, actually get a builder to do it, but before they can do any of that, then they need to seek permission and pay a fee of, they're not told how much, to the company that now own the ground that their property sits on, the freehold. And if they seek to buy out that freehold, then unfortunately the original developers have sold on those rights to a third party company, which is charging three times as much as they were originally quoted. So we're seeing dozens of people have come to me who've bought a house they've been saving up for years in many cases. They've just about managed to get a mortgage together. And now not only are we seeing interest rates looking to go up, but we're also seeing them being ripped off in a lot of cases for big fees. And it's meaning they're really struggling. So I'm taking this up with the companies that own the ground rents.
Now, when you say it's sort of, does that mean then you have to pay that amount each and every year and that can rise as they see fit?
Absolutely, yes. A lot of the agreements for the ground rents mean that some of them rise every year, some of them rise every 5 years, but it's always by more than inflation. And that's why people are looking to buy out the freehold as soon as they can before they have to pay any more charges. But that's where these companies are charging them anything up to sort of £12,500. That's on top of the amount they've already paid for their home.
So you've had a really busy couple of weeks then, haven't you?
It's been extremely busy, yes, both in High Peak in the few days that I can snatch up here, but also down in Parliament around 4 days a week. But I'm certainly getting my feet under the table and getting to grips with all the issues that I'm campaigning with, both locally here and also in Parliament.